You're listening to Valley Edition. The recent images from Hawaii of the eruption of the Kilauea volcano have been captivating. But closer to home, a much larger eruption once took place, not that far from Fresno. It created the Long Valley Caldera near present-day Mammoth 765,000 years ago, just 76 miles from Fresno as the crow flies. It forever changed the landscape of the Eastern Sierra, creating a valley 20 miles long and 10 miles wide. While no eruptions are anticipated in the area anytime soon, Mammoth is still a hotbed for geologic activity. To get a better idea of what happened there and how it compares with what's going on today in Hawaii, we spoke with University of Wisconsin Geologic Science Professor Brad Singer, who is the co-author of a new paper about the eruption. He joins us on the phone. Brad, welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
765,000 years ago, that sounds like a long time ago for any of us on Earth today. But put that in perspective in terms of geologic time. Is that relatively recent when we're talking about things like massive eruptions?
Yeah, this is a very recent part of Earth's history. The Earth, based on several lines of evidence, is over 4.5 billion years old. So this is exceptionally recent. It occurred in the middle of the Pleistocene epoch, and so it's young enough that we can see all the evidence of the eruption. We have the caldera still intact, and we have the huge deposits called the Bishop Tuff, which the volcano produced.
So give us an idea of the scope of this eruption that took place 765,000 years ago. This long valley that's 20 miles long, 10 miles wide, was that created during this eruption?
Exactly. The caldera today sits where the roof of a magma reservoir was brewing for probably tens to hundreds of thousands of years in the Earth's crust, in the shallow upper reaches of the Earth's crust. And eventually that magma reservoir became destabilized. And that's a lot of what the research we were doing with my student Nathan Anderson and I and my colleague Wes Hildreth of the U.S. Geological Survey is to try to understand better what these processes are that lead up to eruptions, that destabilize these large reservoirs of magma. So the caldera now is where the roof of the magma reservoir was prior to the eruption. And when the eruption took place, magma vented to the surface through a number of conduits and fractures that now define the oval-shaped ring of Long Valley Caldera. And that eruption produced what's called the Bishop Tuff. Tuff means pyroclastic rock. The tuff is comprised of ash shards, which are sand grain-sized particles of glass and crystals, but also there are lapilli and blocks of pumice, frothed-up magma full of vesicles, full of bubbles where volatiles were in the magma trying to escape from it. And that was a very explosive eruption because the magma there had quite a large quantity of water dissolved in it. And when you take the lid off, just like opening a can of soda and decompress it, the volatiles, in the case of a can of soda, it's carbon dioxide, is dissolved in the liquid at high pressure when they bottle it. The water is dissolved in the rhyolite that formed the Bishop Tuff. But when you take the pressure off and release it and vent the magma to the surface, the water can't stay dissolved in the melt, and it exsolves. It becomes a separate phase as bubbles, and that's what makes the eruption so explosive. We're talking orders of magnitude more explosive than the eruption that's going on in Hawaii today.
And when we see those amazing pictures that are coming out of Hawaii and the red-hot lava that is oozing from Kilauea, is that what one would have seen had we had the technology and video back then to capture this, or was this a different type of eruption?
The eruption that formed Long Valley Caldera and created the Bishop Tuff was a different kind of process and different kind of phenomenon altogether. It's we're pretty familiar with Hawaii. It's been on the news this week, and this eruption is just the end of a long series of eruptions that have taken place over the last nearly 40 years. The Hawaiian eruptions are pretty tame, despite there's danger to the locals there, and there are some small explosions occurring at the summit crater, and you've got lava fire fountaining out of the ground and fissures. It's still quite tame compared to what went on to form the Long Valley Caldera. The estimates in the literature that I'm familiar with indicate that the Bishop Tuff, the pyroclastic material that was ejected during the eruption, comprises about 650 cubic kilometers. This current eruption in Hawaii is some small fraction of a cubic kilometer of lava coming out of the ground. And we're talking something nearly 1,000 cubic kilometers venting to the surface quite rapidly, probably in less than a week at Long Valley, and pouring out over the landscape and raining out as ashfall over the entire western United States. And the eruption at Bishop, that formed the Bishop Tuff and the Long Valley Caldera, was large enough that the ash plume must have reached, you know, into the stratosphere. And when it collapsed, part of the eruption column rained down into valleys that drained down towards Fresno and the Central Valley in California. There are outcrops that preserve the Bishop Tuff on the western slope of the Sierra Nevada, which is quite remarkable. So the scale of the eruption at Long Valley is orders of magnitude greater than what we're seeing in Hawaii right now. And it would have had pretty widespread impacts locally within, you know, 25 to 50 kilometers of Long Valley. Pretty much everything would have been quite devastated and buried in hot ash, 800 degree to 700 degree centigrade ash deposits. But the airfall took place and deposited ash, you know, as far away as Nebraska from that eruption. So that's a different scale. It's a continent affecting scale of eruption.
So Mammoth is about a 5.5-6 hour drive from the Fresno area. That's because of the Sierra and the mountainous terrain. There's no direct roads, but it's only 76 miles away as the crow flies. Many of us here in the valley have felt earthquakes that have originated in the Mammoth Lakes area. What's the state of geologic activity in that area today?
I'm not an expert on the local geology there, other than our studies of the magma reservoir processes that led up to the eruption of the Tuff. My colleague, who's a co-author of the paper, Wes Hildreth, has done a lifetime's worth of work on the Bishop Tuff. It appears that the system is a waning system. He uses the term moribund to describe it. It's unlikely to be able to produce something like the Bishop Tuff again anytime soon. Magmatic activity has waned tremendously since what led up to the Bishop Tuff forming eruption. There have been lots of subsequent eruptions, Mammoth Mountain being one of them, in the last 100,000 years, but nothing on the scale of the Bishop Tuff. It is an active region tectonically. It's the western edge of what we call the Basin and Range Province. So there are large faults that bound the east side of the Sierra Nevada and faults that are beneath the caldera structure at Long Valley, and these faults are active. So some of the earthquakes you're feeling are due to movement on those faults. It's tectonic. There may be a very minor bit of seismic activity that's due to the movement of fluids in the crust. There's a paper that Wes published late last year that talks about what some of the drivers are for the background seismicity in the caldera, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest that it's due to boiling of fluids, not new magma injecting in there, but groundwater and water that's moving around in the rocks that are above this cooling body of magma that's left over from the Bishop Tuff system. That's heating up and changing to steam or supercritical fluid, and that's triggering some seismic activity. All in all, it seems like a system that's kind of on the wane in terms of magmatic activity, but it's still a very tectonically active area.
Before we go, I just have to ask, watching what's happening in Hawaii, is this something like Christmas morning for geologists across the country and across the globe? Are all of you and your colleagues glued to the TV and the latest scientific reports coming out of Hawaii?
There are many that are in that category, I think, volcano junkies. I have never worked on Hawaii myself on that particular system. It is the most active volcano and the best monitored volcano in the world. So for me, what's interesting is to see how the observatory, the U.S. Geological Survey Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, works to move their operation and adjust to what's happening and improve the way they collect data on the eruption and what triggered it. So I do follow that, those parts of it. But it is, you know, this is the real Earth. It should not have taken anybody by surprise that there's an eruption right where this is happening, because there were historical eruptions during the last 200 years since European people settled in Hawaii. There's a lot of recorded eruptions right in this area along this rift zone. And this is just the most recent one. If I could afford to get on a plane and go there for the weekend, would I go watch the eruption? Sure, I would do it in a second. You know, you don't get these opportunities at this scale very often.
It's a fascinating unfolding story, and another story not too far away from the valley that's fascinating in its own history. Again, we've been talking with Brad Singer, professor of geoscience at the University of Wisconsin. He's an expert on the Long Valley caldera that erupted near Mammoth, what is today known as Mammoth in the Eastern Sierra, 765,000 years ago, an eruption that carved a caldera 20 miles long, 10 miles wide, and just 76 miles away from here in Fresno in the Central Valley. Brad, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Joe.